Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is the FinGen Show. I'm your host, Faris Almi. Thanks for being with us. This episode is brought to you by International Strategic Management, an organization supporting entrepreneurship groups launching entrepreneurship activities in their communities, especially in the underserved, underrepresented, or under-resourced. Thanks for being with us today. All right, Raj, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, man. It's great to be here.
Yes. And what a journey. I was reading through your answers and it's pretty cool. So it sounds like you got some cool things going.
Yeah, as other entrepreneurs usually say, yeah, there's a million things you're working on and then trying to figure out which one to work on in at any given time, right? So that's pretty much the same story over here as well.
That's awesome. So Raj, maybe for the listeners who have not met you yet or don't know much about your background, would you tell them who you are and what you do?
Yeah, so I'm a tech leadership and career coach. So I help people specifically in the tech space to find their next dream job and become successful leaders in the industry. I've been doing this for over 4+ years now, and I've been in the tech space myself for over 17+ years now. So that's what I do. I also do a lot of speaking and writing for a lot of companies and organizations. And I'm an author, so I released my book, Skyrocket Your Career, in 2020. It's all about how to figure out what your ideal career is and what are the different steps to do that, how to ace interviews, salary negotiation, how to be successful in that job, and so on and so forth. So that's pretty much who I am and what I do.
Very cool. And you launched this business, how many years now has it been?
So I started in 2017. But the interesting story is, like what a lot of people think, I didn't go like full-fledged into my business. So I first tried a hybrid model where I was having a full-time job. And on the side, I was trying to explore what my true passion is and what my business model should be. And from 2017 till about mid-2018, I experimented with different things because I started off giving technical workshops because I thought that is what I need to do in life. There was a lot of money in it, but then it was starting to get boring for me. And then I pivoted and then I went back to the drawing board and was thinking about, okay, what else can I do? And that's when I remember people telling me, especially when I was leading teams in tech companies, they said, dude, you have a knack of motivating people. You really make complex things sound so simple and give some clarity in terms of where you want to go. And so I thought, you know what? What if I coach people in the tech space? And I started doing 1, 2, 3. And then by mid-2018, I had to make a decision because I had a lot of clients, which is a good problem. And I also had a full-time job. So that's when I made a decision to leave my full-time job and then run my company full-time. So that is kind of the journey I took. And this is what I tell people as well. If you want to start a side hustle and you want to make it into a full-time job, you can still have a strategy and a plan. You can still have a full-time job and experiment with different things to figure out, okay, what your actual business has to be, because you need to find your niche. You have to experiment with different things, see what you're passionate about. And then once you find your niche, then once you work on it, you can figure out, okay, this is how I can monetize it. This is how I can make an impact. And then you can make a side hustle into a full-time job. So for anyone, you know, thinking about starting a business, a hybrid model would definitely help them out.
Thank you for sharing that, because a lot of times you'll think that you have to do one or the other, right? Or jump ship or, obviously want to really dig a little deeper on this whole, when you jump ship on this hybrid model. And I'd love to hear what went through your mind to make you make that trigger happen. Like when did you decide, all right, it's time for me to jump, not necessarily jump ship, but maybe shift ships?
Yeah. So I realized I was really passionate about helping people. And then as I was helping people, I was able to help people increase their salary by over 30%. I was helping immigrants who had only a certain amount of time to get a job within the United States, get a job at Amazon, Microsoft, and change their life. So as and when I started impacting people, then my passion for my full-time job, the then full-time job, started reducing, and I had more passion for what I'm doing as part of my company. So at any person's life, you know, you come to a situation where, you know, you have to figure out, okay, why am I doing what I'm doing? Am I really happy when I wake up in the morning? Do I feel like, you know, I want to go to work? So you want to keep asking those questions periodically. And when the answer is no, then that's a great indicator that, okay, you need to do something else. And for me, since I was already experimenting stuff with stuff in parallel, it was easy for me to take the leap because I had already built credibility, trust, reputation, which are the three main things I think you really need if you want to start your own business to get leads, convert them into customers, and make an impact. And since I'd already built that over a period of time, I was able to make that switch because I came to a realization that my full-time job is not satisfying me from a mental standpoint, from an impact standpoint. I had a lot of money, but there was no impact. And that's what made me make my side hustle into my full-time job.
Yeah, well, we'll have to dig deep through the money part another time. My next question to you is, as you take this journey, you've had ups and downs, but you know what? Let's take a break so we can dig a little bit more into that. So if you don't mind, we're going to take just a short break. We'll be right back.
Sure.
Thank you so much for being with us. This is the FinGen Show. I'm your host, Faris Alami. Welcome back. I have Raj with us today, and he's sharing his entrepreneurial journey. And I love the whole concept of creating a side hustle while you're working full time. Maybe you saved enough to be able to do that. But for now, maybe you can share with us one of your down moments where you felt, you know, I'm sure, as you know, entrepreneurship's up and high and low as can be, and they could both be at the same time. Just right. Give us maybe one of those moments where you felt the world is ending, you better go back and get a job or something like that.
Yeah, so I think majority of the entrepreneurs faced this when COVID hit. So one of the things, as I mentioned at the start of the show, was I do a lot of speaking. So I speak at a lot of conferences, I do a lot of keynotes, I have a couple of TED Talks, and then I speak at private events for companies, right? So that was also part of my revenue model. COVID hit, and my speaking business from 100% came to zero, like within a couple of days, because everyone started canceling it. There was no travel. And then the very few who didn't cancel had virtual events, and that impact was lost. I had no way to meet people in person. And when I meet people in person, then I get more leads and then I make more impact. It's good for the business. It's good for me. Everything came to a halt. So I had to figure out some way to supplement my income stream because my speaking revenue almost came to a zero, right? So this is an important lesson which I learned. When entrepreneurs face adversity, you have to think out of the box and see how you can pivot. So for me, I knew I wanted to make an impact and I wanted more people to know about me. In that way, the byproduct would be people will know me, contact me, leads convert into customers, and et cetera, et cetera. So I was thinking about, okay, how do I mitigate the situation? That's when I had this idea of writing a book, because this was the thing. When COVID hit in March 2020, like the major impact in the United States, closed everything down. A lot of people got laid off. And for the month of March, I helped about 45 to 46 people for free via LinkedIn. They just started pinging me saying, hey, I got laid off. Hey, I didn't get promoted. Hey, I lost my job. I'm the only breadwinner for the family. Please help me. Please help me. And as and when I was helping people, I could see the results. Like half of them were able to get jobs. Half of them were able to get promoted, even in the midst of all the pandemic and all the craziness which was going on. That's when I realized, what if I share these strategies, which I'm sharing with these people on a much larger scale. So I pivoted, wrote a book during the pandemic, and then released it. It hit number 5 on the Amazon bestseller list and won the 2021 Best Nonfiction Book Award by Reader's Favorite, which is like the Oscars for movies. Similarly, a Reader's Favorite for books. And those were all byproducts of because I went with the impact standpoint and wanted to pivot. So that's a good lesson which I learned. So that was one of the low points where I felt, man, what am I going to do? And then you have to embrace it, acknowledge that those emotions and feelings. And then once you recognize it, you have two options. You can either pivot and try to see what else you can do, or just be in the same boat, you know, feeling sad for yourself. So luckily I chose the first option and the rest was history.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, what a journey. And same token, you know, as you fell down, sometimes you're up as high as it can be. And maybe you could share with us one of those moments where you felt like you're so high, you're touching the sky.
So high, touching the sky. Man, maybe one of those moments could be when I gave my first TEDx talk, because for not a lot of people know this, but I was a very shy, introverted kid growing up. Just talking to a girl would feel as if I'm going to get a nervous breakdown. And for the first at least 28 years of my life, I was introverted. I couldn't talk to more than two people at a time, you know, and I used to get flustered and nervous. But then I put in so much hard work to become a better speaker, to become a better communicator. And then 15 years down the line from that moment where I decided to, you know, change my introvertedness and become a better communicator, I gave my first TEDx talk after putting a lot of effort. And that's when I felt the real high, because I could see the amount of effort I'd put in to get to that level. And currently my TEDx, both the TEDx talks have over 300,000 views and it's still growing. So the point is, that's a testament to people that when you actually put in really like hard work and be consistent and show up, even when you don't want to show up, things will happen. It's just that you have it's small wins towards a bigger goal. So that is something I learned. And I think that was one of the moments where I was on a real high, because I know how hard I'd worked for.
Wow. What a journey. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I appreciate you, you know, being honest and open about the journey itself. Clearly we could unfold any of these things, Raj. I mean, there's so much out there with, you know, with what you've done. Maybe you could share with us, if you were to go back and advise yourself, and although it's hard to do that, because we're talking about 5 years ago, your mentality was different, your thought was different, your insights were different. What would you tell the young you starting 5 years ago, or the younger you starting 5 years ago today? Maybe someone's trying to think about it, not necessarily the lesson, but at least we're going to put it out there to say, here's one thing you might want to consider as you're launching. And I know you dropped some of the nuggets earlier, but maybe you could elaborate on one of them.
So one of the things definitely I learned and never advise other people to think about is, don't let other people's opinions be your reality. Because for the first 20 years of my life, I was living a life for other people. I was letting other people's opinions define who I was. There are a lot of people who have said, no, this is what you have to do. This is what you're good at. No, you're not good at it. Good at this. Oh, you don't matter. You're not good enough. And then some people said, oh, you're good at this, but not this. So you're going to get so many information from different people, but you have the control on what label you associate yourself with. You can associate yourself with labels such as you don't matter, you're not good enough, or you can choose to associate yourself with labels such as, yes, I matter, I'm good enough, I can strive for greatness, I can carve my own identity. So you are in control of it. That is one thing which I really learned, that is, don't care about other people's opinions. You do what you think is right for you, because at the end of the day, it's your life. Other people are going to say millions of things, but they're not living your life. So that is something I constantly, even now, keep telling myself. Whenever I take some important decisions, I always make sure that I'm doing it for myself and not for other people.
So powerful. And one of the things I blogged about before is, don't let others define success for you. You're even saying, don't let others define who you are for you, which is right. True. Sometimes people will do that. Well, Raj, thank you so much for making time. Thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate all your insights. I appreciate your openness. I wish you a great success and continuous journey. Till the next time on the show, thank you for being with us. I'm your host, Faris Alami, and this is The FinGen Show. Raj, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.